Well, this Friday, the Warrior Games will take over Chicago. More than 250 athletes will compete in the annual Department of Defense Warrior Games. The competition is a Paralympic-style competition featuring veterans who have been seriously wounded, ill, or injured. The athletes will take part in events at Soldier Field, the United Center, and other places around town through July 8th. The games have been in existence in 2010, but this is the first time that they have been away from a military base. And this is really an opportunity to tell the stories of these veterans/athletes who represent a reality that many around the country who aren't connected to the military rarely see. To bring the Warrior Games to Chicago, it's always important to gather the resources for something such a grand scale, and that's where my next guest comes in. Darian Page Rakestraw helped convince her employer, the rideshare company Lyft, to be a sponsor. For Darian, she knows the stories of veterans well. She served in the Obama administration as the White House Director of Veterans, Wounded Warriors, and Military Families Outreach. And she knows the military firsthand. She was an Army sergeant who served in Iraq. Chicagoan Darian Page Rakestraw, welcome to The Download. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, this is, I mean, I guess let's start right at the top. What was it that made you go to your employer, to Lyft, and say, we got to be involved in the Warrior Games?
Well, you know, being involved with the military and with the veterans community is something that's incredibly passionate for me. I am a third generation veteran. My mother actually served, and she swore my sister and I in. And then amongst my brothers and sisters, four of us are either Iraq or Afghanistan war veterans. So it's always been close. It's my community. It's my peers. It's been my family. So coming into a technology company, it's kind of been my mission to find our way through the veteran space and bring more of a highlight to what veterans go through and the skills that they bring to the table and their strengths and just what it is to serve in the military. We know that, you know, 1% of our country serves. So it's incumbent on the rest of the country to really gather around them, to support them, and to thank them for their service and sacrifice.
You know, as you live in Chicago, I mean, knowing that the Warrior Games are coming here, I mean, what's it mean to you as a veteran, as someone who knows the Warrior Games? Would it mean that they would step away from the military base and some of the play? I mean, I think it was in the South last year and other places. What's it mean for Chicago to get the Warrior Games?
Well, I think it's for the Warrior Games and for Department of Defense is some thinking outside of the box. This is a great way to create exposure for these injured service members and what they go through on a daily basis and the strength of their and the resolve and their character and their ability to continue to compete and continue to give back. They'll be traveling with their families, and we also know that, you know, it's not just a service member, it's a family that really goes through the entire military career and supporting their service member. So for the Department of Defense, I think it's really innovative and awesome. But for the city of Chicago, to be able to experience this and to hear the stories and to see the athletes and their families, what an incredible opportunity. And they're doing it at these amazing venues like Soldier Field and the United Center. So it really highlights how important it is to the city. And so great on, you know, the city and the mayor and Victor Lagrune, who is the director of veterans affairs for the city, for them to have made this bid and really pushed hard and done all of the fundraising and coordinating around that.
Well, let's talk about your story, but I really want to talk about your time as the White House Director of Veterans, Wounded Warriors, and Military Families Outreach. You know, it's, I think about that job. And what we know as wounded warriors come home, and like you just mentioned about how important it is to include families as well because of the support. When you took that job, when you had that job in the White House, was it surprising to you that of just the volume of people that needed to be connected, that the families and the wounded warriors needed support?
You know, I don't think that it's surprising. I think that President Obama really understood the responsibility of being commander in chief and what it meant to have all of these lives in his hands and all of these families to be responsible for them. I think with regard to the vice president and his son's service and Dr. Biden and the first lady and their interest and engagement in military families and making sure that that support was there, it doesn't surprise me at all that this is something that the administration really wanted to focus on. It was an incredible opportunity for me as a young staffer, knowing that this was something that I was passionate about.
What did you have to do? What was the job?
Well, so on any given day, it really was just a range of issues from working with Gold Star families to make sure that they were getting the support given their just ultimate sacrifice, to working with Wounded Warriors in the military hospital to ensure that the president was available to those Wounded Warriors. He really made a commitment that he would be there for them. And then working with the veteran service organizations and being their direct liaison. As a liaison in the Office of Public Engagement, I was the front door for the military community to the Obama administration.
You know, for you to be to have served as well, to be in the Army, as you think about having that job where you have to the outreach to families to make sure that wounded soldiers are taken care of, but also to deal with, making sure the families of soldiers that died in the line of duty are taken care of. What does that mean to you as someone who had served to have that responsibility in the White House?
I mean, what an incredible honor. Yeah, I was just humbled every single day by the strength of these families, by their ability to continue to support each other and support their children in the midst of, you know, really unbelievable situations. I had one spouse, her husband had deployed 6 times. And you think about, that's a year every single time and how hard that had to be. And she never gave up and she was always there for him. And you think about those stories and you're just blown away by how strong they are. And you think about the children who are involved and how resilient they are. They move every 2 to 4 years and they go for, 6 months to a year without their parents. How hard that has to be, but their ability to overcome and be incredible was really overwhelming.
Darian, as someone who comes from a military family, as you mentioned at the top, does that give you insight? Does it give you experience or understanding in dealing with other military families who you had to deal with in the White House?
Definitely. I mean, I think that my experience made me relevant to these families. They knew that I had been in their shoes from being a child whose mom deployed to the Gulf War 6 weeks after she had my little sister. So she left my dad with 6 kids under the age of 11. And I remember waiting for her to come home. So I've been there, and I've also been on the other side of it, where my unit was one of the first units to deploy to for the invasion of Iraq. So I knew that experience as well. And so for these military families, it was really relatable, I think, to have that experience and to have somebody who uniquely understood their set of circumstances.
Darian Page Rakestraw is in studio with me. She is the former White House Director of Veterans, Wounded Warriors, and Military Families Outreach. She also is with her company, the rideshare company Lyft. She convinced the employer to be a part of the team that's sponsoring the Warrior Games, which are in town starting on Friday through July 8th. There's going to be a competition, Paralympic-style competition, all over Chicago, from Soldier Field to the United Center and McCormick Place, like I said, running through July 8th. What we'll do right now, we'll take a break, and we'll get an update from Rob on some severe weather. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation here on The Download. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. My guest, Darian Page Rakestraw. She's the former White House Director of Veterans, Wounded Warriors, and Military Families Outreach. Also, an employee of Lyft, the rideshare company, who are sponsoring the Warrior Games, which will be in town starting on Friday through July 8th here in Chicago at Soldier Field, United Center, other places around. You know, it's interesting because when you put the idea of politics, we see this even with the Trump administration, we saw with the Obama administration, and veterans, you usually get a mix of, I guess, just how the Department of Veterans Affairs and others are not living up to their promise. You get essentially the government letting down soldiers, letting down anyone who served the military. From your vantage point as someone who has served in the military and also served in the government, do you see that? Do you understand when things like those kind of stories come up and the controversy swirl around care for veterans?
I really do. I think that at the end of the day, as a country, we can always do more. There is a service and a sacrifice that these service members have given that can never be repaid, and we owe them a tremendous a level of gratitude, and there's a debt that really cannot be repaid. And so I think that when you look at those situations, I really believe, I have to believe that everyone is doing their best, that regardless of which administration you're part of, which side, that service members and veterans are a nonpartisan issue. We all have to support them. We all have to come together and say thank you for your service and sacrifice and do what we can. So in my heart of hearts, I have to believe that that's what's going on.
Well, I mean, for you, let's put aside your government service, talk about your military service. Mm-hmm. As a sergeant who served in Iraq, do you feel like the, coming back and being done with your tour and having the opportunity to go to school and integrate back into society, when you just put on that hat, do you think that the United States has done a good job of supporting you?
I do. I feel like I have had so many opportunities and so many great mentors, both military and on the civilian side, who have taught me about the private sector and what government life looks like and how to be a good student and then how to be a good leader. I've been really fortunate, and I feel very blessed to have had the opportunities that I've had, but also to help others along the way. And I think that that is a lot of what I feel like my core values are, is, you know, focusing on community and strong values in that way of giving back to the people who I've served with and other people who have served, to make sure that there are greater opportunities, not just economically, but it just in experiences.
Right. You know, as you mentioned earlier in the interview, just the idea of being one of the first deployed for the invasion of Iraq. Well, I mean, take us to that moment, the idea of being in that space and being the first deployed. I mean, for you as a young soldier at that point, I mean, what's going through your mind as you get ready to invade another country?
Wow. I talked to my mom before I left, and her words of advice were, keep your head down. And that's really what my focus was, just trying to do the best job. We were going into a space that we didn't know anything about. I ended up flying directly into Baghdad, and just being in that plane on that first trip in was mind-blowing and overwhelming and really, really just out of this world to think that this is what was about to happen. But as a soldier, you train for the mission. This is what you are prepared to do. And I think, you know, this is why they call us the greatest fighting force in the world. We are well trained and well equipped and prepared to take on any mission. And I think that that idea has really prepared me for all of the experiences I've had since then, from going to school and being in a new city. Chicago is the first city I've ever chosen to live in my life. And then going from, you know, a school to the Obama administration. And I got 3 days notice that I was going to D.C. and I needed to pack up my entire life. And even from there, going into this experience and working in a technology company is completely new to me. But again, I think it goes back to values, and Lyft ended up being a really good fit for me because it is so community-based and driven in values that are important to me and close to my heart.
You know, I mean, your resume, I mean, we could do 2 hours on the different jobs that we could. I mean, it's amazing to think about all the things that you have been able to accomplish in your young life. You know, as you think about soldiers, especially in modern warfare, I mean, a lot of what we see, is, and I'm sure that you've dealt with at the White House in the role that you played, and even with the weekend war or the Warrior Games that are coming up this weekend, you know, PTSD plays a big part in just being in combat. We're seeing this, a soldier can come back unscathed in a way that they don't show physical ailments but have mental ailments forever. I mean, you think about that stuff as someone who not only served in battle, but has been in a point where you have to do outreach to families and to soldiers who may have PTSD.
100%. This is an experience that stays with you for the rest of your life, and it doesn't just affect you. It affects your family and your friends and your children and, you know, the people who employ you. And there, for a very long time, I feel like was a stigma around that. But I think that the more people learn about the resilience and the strength and the skills that service members and veterans bring to the table, the less that stigma has really affected this 9/11 generation. But I think that this is also the first generation that has been willing to talk about it and been open to seeking alternative forms of treatment and, you know, expressing, you know, this is what's going on. I'm going to tell my story and I'm going to be open about this so that other people are willing to talk about it. People shouldn't suffer in silence. And they are suffering because of an experience that they had by serving their country. And so in turn, this country owes it to them to make sure that when they come back, that they get holistic care.
All right, let's talk Warrior Games as we wrap up here. All right, so what are you looking forward to as someone who has not only put the company's money up to sponsor this, but as a former soldier and someone who's worked in outreach for wounded warriors? What are you looking forward to? What is your recommendation for the weekend and for the next week?
Well, I'm excited about a couple of things. The first one being, this is a cross-national event. So the UK forces are coming in, the Australian forces are coming in to compete. The Special Operations Command has their own team. So there are going to be so many people from diverse backgrounds here, and they'll be competing in games from wheelchair basketball to archery and track and field. Really excited about that. Really excited about the opening concert. It's Blake Shelton and Kelly Clarkson and John Stewart is hosting. But, from a personal perspective, one of the cool things about working for a technology company and a ride-sharing company like Lyft that is kind of, really innovative in what they're doing, we have actually created a new mode as part of our app. So when you open up the app, there will be the traditional modes from Lyft Lux to
Premier, Plus.
Exactly. But there will be a Warrior mode, and we're going to have military-grade Humvees up on the platform. And so people will be able to travel to and from the Warrior Games in a Humvee.
Is it just for the Warrior Games? You can let them do it anywhere.
No. Oh, no. I don't
just
know
the Warrior Games, right?
Just for the Warrior Games. Exactly.
Because I could just assume, the West Loop and Randolph is just going to be
seeing a Humvee over, rolling Humvees, down Michigan Ave is going to be one of the highlights for me.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Darian Page Rakestra is the former White House Director of Veterans, Wounded Warriors, and Military Families Outreach. She's also a part of the rideshare company Lyft, who's sponsoring the Warrior Games, which take place this week starting on Friday, and they go through July 8th all over Chicago, Soldier Field, the United Center, McCormick Place, and others. Darian, thanks so much. Great to meet you, and congratulations on getting the Warrior Games to Chicago, and we appreciate you coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.